Kick-Ass Vets, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Kick-Ass Vets podcast. This is episode 25. Kick-Ass Vets, no, they are not superheroes. Thanks for tuning in. Today, we are going to talk about superhero syndrome, what it is, what it means, when, why it's not a great thing to have. First of all, I just want to address the fact that by nature, veterinarians, you know, we're introverts, we're type A, we're hypercritical of ourselves, and we like to work by ourselves in general. And that is the breeding ground for superhero syndrome. So I think it's a syndrome that a lot of us suffer from. And the biggest problem, especially in today's society of, you know, always saying how, you know, how hard you're working, how difficult this is. We kind of try to one-up each other in terms of how hard we're working and how hard our situation is compared to others. Just as in social media, we try to show how great our lives and in our work lives, we want to show that, you know, we're working so hard and our situation is so much harder. We often put badges of honor on having superhero syndrome and everything that's involved with it. So we think that having this is admirable. We think the traits that we're displaying when we're actually showing signs of this superhero syndrome are really good things. So we'll jump into what is superhero syndrome, because it might be something that you haven't heard about before. Basically, it's the belief or idea or sense of responsibility that you are the only person that can perform a task, or the sense that you need to save others, or if you're not there, that task won't be completed or won't be completed successfully or properly or up to your standards. You know, superhero syndrome sufferers tend to, you know, put everyone else first, and they get a feeling of fulfillment based on how much they sacrifice instead of how much is accomplished. And it can be hard to know exactly what that looks like in real life. You know, we talk about these helicopter moms, well, helicopter bosses exist too. And, you know, those helicopter moms, helicopter bosses, people that are constantly micromanaging and trying to control everything in their environment are usually sufferers from superhero syndrome. So, you know, the signs are micromanaging tasks, taking on extra work, whether it's hours or extra responsibilities, saying yes to taking on those tasks when you really want to say no, and not feeling that you're able to say no because you have to help that clinic, help that scenario, you know, help the school, help that family, whatever it is. You feel like you can't say no. You tend to not trust others to perform tasks, and you feel like you have to complete all of those tasks by yourself. Also, superhero syndromes often are competing with themselves or with others all the time, constantly comparing themselves to, you know, what is this person accomplishing? What is this person doing? Instead of just saying, okay, what am I doing and what's good and right for my life? Superhero syndrome sufferers also try to fulfill all roles to everyone. So, you know, at your job, instead of just going in and being a vet, you also feel that you need to be an emotional support network to all of your colleagues. You feel like you need to help with management. You need feel like you need to teach. And sometimes this is your job, but sometimes it isn't. And superhero syndrome sufferers are going to constantly feel like every single role is something that they need to do and they have to do, and there's no way out. They also have a very hard time to delegate tasks to others and therefore end up doing all of these little mundane tasks by themselves because they either don't trust someone else to do the work or they're unable to ask for help because they either, you know, feel embarrassed that they need help or they just feel that they've failed if they have to ask someone else for help. Superhero syndrome sufferers also find it difficult to feel pride or accept praise for actions or accomplishments. So, you know, this is when someone says, hey, you did a really good job. Instead of saying, yeah, thanks, I work really hard, you say, oh, you know, wasn't that big of a deal, that kind of stuff. The last thing is, you know, putting everyone else's needs above yourself. That can be a sign of superhero syndrome and one of the biggest signs of just never putting yourself first and always taking care of everybody else's needs before your own and feeling like that's what you have to do. Well, you know, we talk about this person putting everyone else first, working really hard, filling all these roles, you know, completing all these tasks. Well, this sounds like a good thing, right? You know, this is just a high functioning person that has high expectations of themselves. The problem is, this isn't good. Superhero syndrome is really detrimental. It's death to teamwork. And it really destroys personal and professional relationships. It limits your growth personally, as well as the growth of everyone around you. And for business owners, it's death to your business. So it's really important to address whether or not you have superhero syndrome, and if you are doing these things that are basically limiting the growth of yourself and everyone around you. So I'll just kind of talk a bit more about the negative aspects of having superhero syndrome. As I mentioned before, it's detrimental to teamwork and growth. If you can't trust your coworkers or family members, you know, whether that's your spouse, your children, your siblings, that sort of thing, and you don't allow them to contribute, to be members of the team, you're never going to let them meet their potential. You're undermining any sense of teamwork that anyone's trying to fulfill, because, you know, if you ask someone to complete a task and then you go in and do it for them, what does that say to that other person? Basically says, you're not part of the team, you're not useful, and I don't trust you to do that work. So in a team, everyone needs to feel valuable. Everyone needs to be able to fulfill their potential. So if you have superhero syndrome and you just go and do everything by yourself, you know, don't trust anyone to help you or to do any tasks, you're destroying any potential for teamwork. And teamwork is really important for growth of a business, growth of a family. Everybody needs to contribute to their best ability. And unless you give people that opportunity, you're never going to find out what they can do. The other big thing that is really bad about superhero syndrome is that it just speeds you down that road to compassion fatigue and burnout. You know, you're going to be overworking, you're going to be stressed, you're going to take all of these responsibilities on yourself and everyone else's emotions on yourself, and never take time to step back and take time for yourself. And that is just going to lead you right into the lap of that burnout and compassion fatigue. No matter how high functioning you think you are, if you take on everybody's emotions, take on all the work all the time, at home, at work, you're going to burn out. You need other people to help you. That kind of leads into the next detrimental point, which is you use up your energy. Everyone has a limited amount of energy. And if you go to work and you spend 90% of the energy that you have for that day at work, and then you go home, you have nothing left for yourself, for your family, for your own personal growth. If you can figure out a way to work smarter instead of to work harder, which we'll talk about later, then you can conserve some of that energy. And maybe when you leave work that day, you've only used up 50% of your energy. So then when you go home, you can go to that boxing class, or you can, you know, help your kid with math homework, or whatever it is that needs your energy. You're going to have more of that for other aspects of your life. As we mentioned before, you know, detrimental to relationships. Relationships are two-way streets. And just as it's important for someone to be able to rely on you in a relationship, for that relationship to grow and for both parties of that relationship to feel valuable, you need to be able to rely on them. They need you to need them. So it's really important to be able to trust people and to enter into a relationship that is mutually beneficial, meaning that you can both rely on each other. And both people in the relationship can do their part. You know, whether this is a romantic relationship, whether this is with your kids, whether this is with your boss or coworkers, you always have to have that two-way street. And if you have superhero syndrome and you never let anyone else help you, you never let anyone else take care of you, or, you know, and you're constantly taking the other person's emotions and constantly helping them, that other person can't grow. That relationship itself can't grow. The other big thing with superhero syndrome is if you are constantly doing mundane little tasks, if you're a business owner and you have employed a kennel hand, a nurse, and a vet, and you are constantly cleaning up after the kennel hand because you feel that the way you fold the towels is better than the way they fold the towels, how are you going to think about marketing? How are you going to think about, okay, what machinery am I going to buy next so that I can expand the growth of my clinic? Okay, well, what CE are we going to focus on this year? If you are constantly bogged down by the small little details because you are unable to delegate tasks and unable to trust your employees to perform those tasks, your business itself is going to be strangled and it's never going to grow because you need someone to be looking to the future. You need to be able to free yourself up from those tasks. That's why you hired someone, so that you're able to grow personally and also to grow your business. So how do we combat superhero syndrome? You can say, yeah, I've looked at myself. Yes, I micromanage. Yes, I have trouble delegating. Yes, I always say yes when I want to say no. How do I fix this? Where do I even start? Firstly, just by acknowledging that exists and understanding that, hey, maybe I have this problem and that's not really admirable and I need to kind of tone that back a bit, you're going to take a huge step in being able to combat it. So firstly, take stock of your actions and determine whether or not you have superhero syndrome. And if you do, acknowledge that having high expectations of yourself and the clinical signs of superhero syndrome are two different things. It's great to have high expectations of yourself, but having superhero syndrome where you can't delegate, you can't grow, you can't rely on anyone is not having high expectations of yourself. That's a problem. The next big thing is to prioritize. Make a list of everything you do, all of your actions at home, at work, for yourself, and prioritize what's most important to you. What are you willing to take a step back from and release control of, and what are you not willing to release control of? And by making a list of everything that you're doing, you can see, hey, okay, well, maybe doing the dishes can be delegated to my 14-year-old kid that's fully capable of doing dishes. Maybe at work, the task of, you know, reorganizing the cupboards can be given to my nurse that really likes to organize things. You know, things, take a step back to try to figure out what in your life you're able to delegate and what you are able to release some of that control from. And then you can see what's really important to you. The next big thing you can do to combat superhero syndrome is to be more efficient. Being high functioning is working smarter, not harder. If you can find ways to accomplish the same task with less energy, so less time, less money, less stress, less emotion, then you're going to be working smarter and not harder. And that's a really good way to try to decrease this component of superhero syndrome, because you're looking for ways to change. And sometimes that way is by saying, okay, who else in the clinic can accomplish these tasks? And getting everyone involved in how to make your clinic more efficient. The next big thing, as we chatted about before, is to delegate. Delegating is very, very difficult for superhero syndrome sufferers. You know, it's something where micromanagement is just ingrained into your soul, and you feel that if you don't do it, then it won't be done right. Identifying that you have this mentality and identifying that it's okay if something is done differently than the way you do it, as long as the outcome is the same. You know, how the towels are folded and stacked in the cupboard doesn't really matter, as long as they're not falling out. So being able to take a step back from that micromanagement and just delegate little tasks out to other people is going to be really helpful. Another really big one is self-praise. Superhero syndrome sufferers are really often unable to accept praise or acknowledge their own successes, and they feel that they need to be better than the quote-unquote average person because they should be doing more. And like I said, having high expectations of yourself is important, but also being able to praise yourself and acknowledge when you've made changes in your life that are making you work smarter instead of harder, then you want to be able to share those, A, with yourself and feel that pride. You want to be able to share it with your family and your friends, And if it's a work accomplishment, you want to be able to share that in your work sphere so that other people can start to focus on ways that they can then accomplish tasks in a smarter way. A big part of being able to delegate and being able to grow is being able to trust others. Trusting others is hard, and you need to trust them to care. You need to trust them to try, and you need to trust them to be part of your team. So giving them an opportunity to accomplish a task, giving them an opportunity to succeed, and understanding that they might fail along the way, and that's part of growth, is important. And it's important to trust them that they're actually going to want to be part of that team. So you need to sit down, have a meeting, have a conversation, and talk to them so that they know that it's important that you trust them and they trust you, and you have that cohesive unit. Another big thing that's really important is to just say no. If you don't want to work that extra shift, say no. Give yourself permission to say no. If the school wants you to bake gluten-free, nut-free, vegan, all organic, all natural, locally sourced cupcakes for the bake sale, you can say, "I'm sorry, I don't have time for that. If you would like me to get some cupcakes, I can get some from the grocery store." You don't have to be that person that is constantly going above and beyond for everything. If that's what you want to do, great, but you can't do that in every single aspect of your life. You're going to run out of energy, you're going to burn out, and you're not going to be able to sustain that long term. So if baking those vegan, nut-free, whatever cupcakes is really important to you, great, do that, but then be able to pull back and delegate in other aspects of your life. So you kind of have to look for everything. Another big thing that's really hard to do, but really helpful for superhero syndrome sufferers, is just to ask for help. You know, if you realize, yes, I'm suffering from this, yes, I'm trying to do all of these things, you make a list of tasks and you just realize it's insurmountable, ask for help. Ask your spouse, ask your kids. People are amazing and can accomplish a lot more than you give them credit for, and often just need the opportunity to try to succeed. And if you constantly take jobs and take roles away from someone, then they're never going to do it, and they're going to develop this learned helplessness. But if you go to your spouse and say, "Hey, I really need your help cleaning the house. Can you be in charge of cleaning the house this week?" Or, "We need to talk about how we delegate tasks in the house." Or if you go to work and you say, "Hey, I really can't handle doing all of these surgeries and appointments, and we need to figure out a way to be more efficient because I can't do all of that at once," then that's fine. Ask for help and talk to the people that are in your life about how you can make things, you know, more fair, spread out the work, and how you can make things more efficient. It's also really important for superhero syndrome sufferers to, you know, it's important to have high expectations of yourself, but it's important to have realistic expectations of yourself. You know, you can't, like I said, you can't expect to be everything for everyone. You'll burn out. There's not enough energy. There's not enough time in the day. And it's okay to say, "I just can't be that person for everyone." So if there's someone in your life that's just a complete leech of energy, they're not contributing, it's okay for you to say to them, "You know, I'm really sorry, but I just can't be your emotional rock right now. I have my own stuff." You know, and just talk to people. It's okay to not always be able to be everything for everyone. And that's really important to acknowledge and to just have those realistic expectations. Another thing that's really important for superhero syndrome sufferers, because they constantly put other people first, they constantly put, you know, all of these tasks and everything, they don't do anything for themselves, and they tend to lose themselves. And then this leads to a spiral of resenting other people, which destroys their relationships, which leads to depression, which leads to more resentment, which leads to the relationship falling apart even more. Having personal goals, having things for yourself as an individual, is really important for you and also for the people around you. If you aren't taking any time to do something for yourself, then you are losing yourself into everyone else and you're not an individual anymore. And when you lose that sense of self, then you can't help other people because you don't have a center to support them on and everything will collapse. So by having personal goals, by doing things for yourself, by making sure that you are a well-centered, grounded person, you will be able to help other people. But in order to do that, sometimes you have to put yourself first and you have to have personal goals. So, you know, figuring out something that's important to you and making that a goal and putting that as a priority in your life is important. So I hope that helped with some of you out there suffering from superhero syndrome. I know I definitely do and have been working on it and trying to realize that, you know, as a locum especially, I always feel like if I don't take that shift when they're calling me, then it's not going to get filled and the clinic's going to fall apart. And I'm realizing, you know what, they're going to find someone else and that's okay. And initially I felt offended by that because I wanted to be that hero. I wanted the sense of if I don't come in and do it, no one will do it because I want to be better. I want to be that person that people rely on. And at the end of the day, that's just egotistical. It's unhelpful and it resulted in me completely overworking and burning out. So just by putting myself first and being able to say no, I was really able to help myself grow as a person and my relationship and my personal life drastically improved when I was able to stop having superhero syndrome in my work. So, you know, if you feel like you're suffering from this or if you feel like you're not quite sure where to go or how to deal with your priorities in your life, you can always contact us through consulting and we can have a chat and see if there's a way that we can point out areas where maybe you could delegate or maybe improve efficiency and that kind of stuff. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate you listening. And as always, advocate for yourself because you're the only one that will.